This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, big guy, quickly, let's get a bet in. Serbia, USA, men's basketball. I'll make mine quick because it's about to tip. You can get it in under the wire here. We're obviously going to go Jokic, points, rebounds, assists. 39.5, jumped up to 40.5, feel comfortable laying it. He's going to play all 40 minutes. So Jokic, points, rebounds, assists against the United States, up to 40.5. Lay it with ease, Dustin Sweetelson.
I've got two for you. We're going to go Serbia, first quarter, plus 5.5. They trail just by 5 last matchup here in the Olympics. I think they're going to hang around this time. It's win, advance, lose, it's over. I think the U.S. pulls away late. Early on, though, Serbia will hang around because there are no answers for Jokic. That doesn't exist yet in the game of basketball. Eventually, the lack of help will force them to fade, but first quarter, they're very live. The other one, player prop, Serbia side, the guard off the bench, Vasily Micic, over 4.5 assists. EuroLeague MVP, averaging 5.5 per game in the Olympics. 6 off the bench versus Australia, 7 in a blowout to Puerto Rico, 7 versus South Sudan, just 2 in 20 minutes versus USA, but there's no tomorrow. He won't be pulled in a blowout here, and I don't anticipate a blowout early. Also, Jokic's passing has been a focal point of this offensive attack for Serbia. I think the U.S. athleticism converges on that. They need Jokic to score more, therefore Micic will end up getting more assists.
So many words, but said well. Good job by you. So Micic, how many assists you got to go over?
4.5.
That's not bad. And then you got 5.5 first quarter?
Yeah, on Serbia.
Okay. 40.5, Jokic. Mine's kind of square, but you don't expect. Jokic is going to have 40 assists, so I just need 1 point.
Yeah, no, look.
Understand? You understand?
He's built different, or we're all aware of that. He wants to prove a point here. This is the second best team. These are the top two offenses playing in the Olympics right now. They can go and play with the U.S. because they have Jokic, and he's going to carry the load.
Yeah, Jokic built differently. Some would say you're built differently.
It's a fact.
Say hi, Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher. This
hi,
is
Dustin
Sharp
Sweetelson.
Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, the standard when it comes to sports betting. We say hi on a Thursday as we welcome you in. Just needed to get that in quickly. Some books, you could still get the bet down as we're about to get underway. We can talk about this a little bit more. What ended up happening with France and Germany right before? They were playing started a half hour earlier than the other semi between Serbia and the United States. I think you have an update for us. We also have a 12:10 first pitch in Colorado. We're going to get to that live. Bullets here on Sharp Money with the Metsies looking to win a series, stay in that wild card hunt. You got an update there?
Yeah, France won 73-69. A really bad second quarter by the Germans, only scored 8 points. This thing was tied at the half at 33. It's a huge comeback there in that second quarter by France. But in the end, Germany just falls apart, man. Early lead. And it's the French team, who is the host of this tournament, advancing now. Bye-bye, Germany.
Okay, do me a favor. Give me the box on Wemby, because that guy is interstellar. I mean, that guy, Wembanyama is, if it's not this year, it's going to be the following year where he is part of that conversation as the best on the planet. What's the box?
11.7 boards, 4 assists, 3 blocks.
Okay, kind of light.
Yeah.
However, he did everything he needed to do as his team advances to the finals.
Yabusele had a big, big day.
What'd you call me?
Yabusele was having a big day for the French, and Noah Eagle on the call, who's just preposterously good at his job, and Dwayne Wade were freaking out about how well he was playing in that first half.
Yeah, you don't think genes matter? Noah Eagle, our new EVP of programming, knows his father. Steve Cohen knows his dad. And I think, you know, Ian Eagle might be the most underrated broadcaster on the planet. His son is 12 and already sounds like Joe Buck.
Yeah.
So, well, he sounds like his father, but he's as smooth as anybody else out there. Okay. So just quickly wanted to get that in. We like to have some bets going as the show progresses. 3-hour ride for you. Let's see what's on the docket. We'll throw up the guest list. We are absolutely jam-packed today. Greg McElroy is going to join ESPN. Not sure if he's still with SiriusXM. He may be. He's going to join us. I think he's still doing, you know, he took a local job down in Tuscaloosa on the radio because it's just, it's 24-7, 365 Alabama football.
So Birmingham, it's a brilliant, like, programming move. They pair him, Alabama quarterback, with Cole Kublik, former Auburn offensive lineman. Both work for ESPN. They do a morning show down in Birmingham on the Jocks, W-Jocks. And it's a great pairing to put those two together. Just, I mean, Auburn versus Bama every single day on the radio.
Okay, so big name coming up in about 40 minutes, talking a little college football. Greg McElroy, kind of lay of the land in the SEC and also Alabama, of course. Always great to talk to my man, Josh Applebaum. He's married to the market. He has a system. He's not just throwing darts. He's been a good friend for a long time. Also works here with us at VSiN. Josh Applebaum's going to join. Now, we've got two preseason games tonight, Sweetelson, and I've been told by sharps and professional bettors that the gentleman that's going to be joining, he's called the Hitman, which is, you know, it's kind of like sports betting is weird and the industry is weird because it's kind of like, you know, softball where dudes get jerseys and on the back it says Turbo. You know what I mean? Like you get a nickname. That's kind of what sports bettors do. I've never really understood it. My name's Patrick. We'll stick with that. The Hitman's going with the Hitman. And the reason I bring him up as far as preseason, because Fezzik says he's moving the preseason numbers. So we'll talk to the Hitman about the two. We got a double dip. Week one as the preseason officially underway tonight with Carolina in New England. And, of course, the Giants and my Lions, the Honolulu Blue and Silver. Ben Raven is going to join. We'll get some conversation surrounding the Detroit Lions, who are everybody's pick to go to Super Bowl. And it's a little annoying at this point, watching like those donks on Good Afternoon Football or whatever it is.
Morning.
Everybody's just like, it's good morning. It's so cool and in vogue now to be a Detroit Lions fan. Listen, losers, where were you 10 years ago? Where were you my whole entire lifetime? Just because homeboy drinks some caffeine and all of a sudden this offense is lit because Ben Johnson stuck around, that doesn't mean you get to jump on the bandwagon. So Good Afternoon Football, goodbye. Dan Paolo, you want to help me?
Paleo.
Okay, sounds like a diet. And he's also a really good conversationalist when it comes to RotoWire. Do a little fantasy, do a little betting with Dan Paleo. So I think I nailed that. You good with it? 3 minutes until first pitch. Colorado, let's get into it. Big guy.
We have a situation brewing. You were a day early with your bet the other game on USA. Steph Curry, every time I look up, he's hit three threes in a row down the floor. This three-point line is not fair. Serbia down 13-15 is the score. They jumped out to a lead at first, but Steph just can't miss from three. He has the ball again. I think he's going to shoot again. Long three from Steph. Nope, not in his bag quite yet.
Okay, and I'd just like to clarify what just happened there. Dustin interrupting the show because he took five with Serbia in the first quarter, so he's trying to let you know passive-aggressively that if it loses, it's because Steph's going crazy. I am literally always 10 steps ahead of you. It's impossible to keep up. Let's go, big guy, your Metsies wild card fight. Why are you laughing? They're literally your baseball team, so let's get into them.
That's why I'm
They're
laughing.
They're in Colorado today. Live bullets, let's do this. And it's Gomber, the lefty for the Rockies, and Peterson, the lefty for the Metsies. Right now it's $1.47 on the Mets. It's not a crazy price. At this open, $1.55. It's been hit down to $1.47. If you have a line of demarcation when it comes to baseball betting, you're not really going to want to bet. Frankly, you know, a lot of professional bettors have a different line of demarcation, Dustin, whether it's $1.30, some go up to $1.50. If you're betting 162, a long season, if you're continuously laying heavy juice, you're not going to win. So, yeah, but $1.47 is not insane. I will say this, the Mets, your Mets, fighting for that wild card. I know you have a bet on this. The Mets better against lefties than the Rockies. Rockies are not very good against lefties. So what I'm doing is I'm taking a discount in the first five with Peterson and $1.35. So first five, Metsies, $1.35, Peterson, let's go.
Yeah, so there's a weird thing happening with a few Rockies pitchers. Austin Gomber's one of them. Cal Quantrill's another. Kyle Freeland, the other. For some reason, they have better numbers at Coors Field than they do away, which doesn't make sense because nobody has good numbers in Colorado. So that's where I'm going to look for my bet here, because while the Mets overall have been really good against southpaws this year, sixth in OPS in all of baseball, I just don't trust their bats at the moment. This road trip out west has been really weird, and it's going to continue in Seattle after this. I looked at what Austin Gomber's been doing, and 6.5 hits allowed feels a little bit high. I'm going to go under 6.5 hits allowed here. It's put up or shut up time for the Mets, and I can feel them getting a little tight offensively. They were able to score some runs late last night. But Gomber better at home, 5.66 hits per game at home versus almost 6 on the road. Mets have cleared 6.5 hits, just 4 out of 9 post-All-Star break games against starting pitchers. And the Mets, 30 points worse during day games than at night. All that leads me to under 6.5 hits on Gomber.
Okay, I'm going first 5 with the Metsies, $135 in Peterson, and the big guys throwing a prop at you. I'll say this, you know, Austin's family was done dirty at Ellis Island.
Ooh.
What Gomber? ain't easy growing. Look, I'm not, no offense, Sweetelson's a trifling last name.
Yeah.
So your family got jobbed at Ellis Island as well, but not as bad as Gomber.
No, I couldn't even tell you what nationality that's from. Sweetelson's not even a real name. It was literally made up on the spot by the guy taking the name of my ancestors. The real last name is Swidgel. The guy who came over in my family barely spoke English. They said, who are you? He said, I'm Swidgel. He said, who? I'm the son of him, Swidgel. I'm Swidgel's son. Now my name is Sweetelson. It makes no sense, but that's how history goes.
Your legacy is built on some dude making an hourly wage back in the 1800s playing a game of YOLO.
It's like, this is your name now. Heritage is gone.
Yeah, but Austin's like, Gomber? I got a deal. I got to go to third grade? All right, so we've got our bets in for USA-Serbia. We've got our bets in for the Mets at the Rockies, and we come back. We've got preseason football, baby. Let's talk about it. Okay, Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, as we welcome you back. Plenty to do. We kick off the preseason. Now, again, the Hall of Fame game kicked off the preseason, but essentially week one going tonight with a doubleheader. We'll get to those games in just a second. A couple of things as we welcome you back. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. Dustin Sweetelson hanging out at the D in downtown Las Vegas. Very busy, very toasty in Las Vegas right now. Look, you got 4 years to fix it, but I have a beef, and we'll get an update on United States Serbia. You mentioned it to two best teams in the tournament, Bogdanovic and Jokic, kind of that pick and roll. You know, if you have Jokic, you're going to be near the top. What was it, a 12-team tournament? So Serbia, United States. Now, the United States did wax Serbia in the two prior games by 26 apiece. So the expectations, it's a formality that the United States is going to win their 5th straight gold medal in both men's and women's basketball. So kind of a formality, no drama. It really comes down to, and that's why VSiN matters. It comes down to the numbers. And so we'll keep you updated there. Quickly on the Olympics, because I've been getting into it, and I would imagine you are as well. There is a swell of pride that you get. And I think the emotion, like the human element of watching the Olympics, regardless of country, when you see the kind of fruition come together for all these people that are training for 4 years, not making a ton of money for the most part, and trying to achieve something. It's great. I love it. But here's the issue I have, and this is a major issue. Can we figure out how to get updates? I don't know if it's whomever. I don't want to call anybody out by name. I don't want to get in trouble here. But trying to understand when something is going to be played and what the scores are is an impossibility. And so for a better, it becomes a bit of a hassle, I'm not going to lie. And I know you were having the same problem with it just before. I'll go to you, and we'll get an update, United States, Serbia.
I just want a live box score. I got player props here. I got to know where we're at with the props.
It's frustrating.
Right now, Serbia is actually up 27-23 with a minute 29 left in the first. Strongly considering a plus 530 bet on Serbia because it's clear they want it more. And Serbia might be good enough where the U.S. can't just turn it on like you would do against the South Sudan. Like, there's some depth here. There's some pros here on Serbia's roster. They may not be playing in the NBA, but they're pros over in Europe. So I'm considering doing that should this bet here on the first quarter come home at plus 5.5.
Snuck it in there at the end. Bookend. Waiting for it. Word salad. Winner for the big guy. You love to hear it. You love to see a first quarter catch 5.5. I like it, Dustin. That starts us off well. We'll find out, get an update just 7 minutes in here with the Mets and the Colorado Rockies. I don't know if you deal with this, we're going to get to the preseason, but this lady calling from Arizona telling me that I have a tax lien, at this point, I want to meet her because I respect her hustle. First off, my taxes are immaculate. Joel Roberts is my accountant. Joel Roberts is my accountant. He is so buttoned up when it comes to these taxes, I overpay. I just paid more Social Security on my last paycheck. Okay, I give more to Social Security than anybody on the planet. That includes Bill Gates. But this chick that keeps calling me from Arizona, telling me she's going to help me with my taxes, lady, eventually we're going to date. Because you started off annoying me, now I'm intrigued. Because I answered once, told you to kick rocks, and you call every day, 12 times a day, even when I block your number.
Once you file your taxes through someone, right, once you have someone else do it, it's no longer your responsibility. It's the person who filed it. They should be calling your CPA saying, what's the deal with this?
And secondly, taxes aren't real. If you just don't pay them, it's fine, I assure you. It's kind of like insurance. Just let it go away. Let it just clear.
You have the Mets score up there?
What's up?
Off to quite a start. 4-0 Mets in the first.
So you like that first five for me and my buddy Peterson, if he can hold on?
Yeah.
Actually, I was thinking about the over in the first five there. You know what the total was?
What's
first
that?
Five? 5.5.
Yeah, look, this might be a big botch by me hating on my own team. Initial lean, wanted to go over 5.5 team total Mets. I was like, you know what? Gomber's been good at home. Overthought this one. He's already allowed 4 hits, so I don't have much wiggle room. Unless he gets pulled before he allows his 6th hit, then I cash.
You overthinking? No freaking way. It's an impossibility. Let's not overthink these preseason games. Hey-o, ooh. Transition. Carolina, New England. All right, so a couple of things here. One, this number jumped up to, now yesterday it was 7 at DraftKings. I'm looking across the market right now, and everybody, it's a blanket of 6.5s. Actually, there's a few 7s out there. So again, I know this sounds remedial, but new bettors joining us here on VSiN all the time. Let's be very clear what this means. If you're looking to bet Carolina tonight, like I might be, you want to take the 7. And if you're looking to lay New England tonight, you're going to lay the 6.5. Don't get caught on that half a point. Don't think the half a point doesn't matter. That second key number of 7, very important. So that's just the starter. This number opened 1 and jumped all the way up to 6.5 and 7 at some books. So a full touchdown. And obviously this comes down to the quarterbacks. The line movement has a lot to do with the quarterbacks as well. We're going to be joined by the Hitman coming up in just a bit. We'll get his take on these two preseason games. But Dustin, let's delve into this one to start. The rookie Jack Plummer is going to start for the Panthers, and that's the reason we saw the jump in the number. And then he's followed by fourth-year starter Jake Luton, who went to what school?
Washington?
Oregon State.
Yeah.
Close. Good conference. Doesn't exist anymore. Now, we'll get to the coaches. And again, it's so interesting when you think about how coaches approach the preseason. We're going to talk about what Doug McDermott is doing on Saturday with the Bills and his starter. I'll just give you a sneak peek. Doug McDermott is going to play Josh Allen. Sean McDermott, same thing. Doug McDermott just absolutely buries threes. Now, Sean McDermott is a donk. It feels like his time is up there in Buffalo. The vibes are low. But here's what I would say. And don't come at me with participation trophy. Don't come at me with your soft. I'll go right back at you with something called common sense. If you're starting Josh Allen in the preseason, you need your freaking head checked. If you're starting, like, Sean McVay started Dustin's brother last year in the preseason, and they went to the postseason and almost beat Detroit. Okay, you have to understand what I'm telling you. It is nonsensical to start players in the preseason. I digress, because all we're doing is trying to find a number. So Jake Plummer and Jack Plummer, I should say, and Jake Luton. But you have to think about, and we'll have the ATS numbers for the head coaches. You know, like Harbaugh, he loves the preseason. He goes hard in the preseason, which kind of checks. If you think about the family, they're freaking weird and they're competitive. But sometimes cut nose, spite face, don't want to do that. Dave Canales. Now, when it's a rookie head coach, you do have to understand there's an establishment of identity. And everything we've heard from Canales, who is a quarterback whisperer, we think my man was coaching high school about 2 miles down the block from me 6 years ago. So, you know, and frankly, again, I'm not disparaging anybody, but he wrote a book about porn addiction. As far as identity, he wants to run the football. And that's what he's been talking about. That's how he's going to protect Bryce Young this year. They want to establish the identity of running the football. And Raheem Blackshear, Mike Boone, both have shown promise in the NFL. Jaden Schroeder, I believe his name is, the undrafted kid, has popped thus far. You're going to see the Panthers run the football a ton. Now, on the Patriots side, Dustin, you're probably, again, maybe a little nebulous, you're probably going to see Jacoby Brissett, who's going to be the starter. You're probably going to see him a little bit, and then he's going to pass it off to Drake May and Joe Milton. And now, this show, the two of us, we were low on Drake May coming out of college. We were low on J.J. McCarthy. The reports out of camp is that Joe Milton, the Tennessee product, has been outshining Drake May. Not terrific if you're a Patriots fan, but it's early. So the Panthers, I'm a little bit of a correlation here. I think this is going to be disgusting. I think with Milton and May pressing a little bit, they could make some mistakes here. So what I'll do is I'll take the 7. The number's ridiculous because they're going to run the football, and I'll correlate it with that under. Right now it's sitting 35. So I like the Panthers taking the number and the under with the correlation.
So I like the under yesterday. I threw it up at VSiN.com/, or the over, I should say, yesterday. 33.5. It's up to 35 now. My thought process, we're kind of aligned, but for different reasons there on this. I just think that the Patriots have a lot of depth at quarterback. A lot of options are going to mix in. You still have May trying to prove himself. We have Milton, as you mentioned, has popped in camp. Zappe has experience, which while he may stink in the regular season, he's not going against players he'd normally see in the regular season. And the big thing is the other side for Carolina. Establishing this Canales system is massive. Making sure everyone knows what's happening. Putting something on film for them to work on. I think the offense is going to score. So because of that, I do like the over in this one, okay. Over 33.5.
I don't. Well, 35 now, you got a good number.
Yeah. 35 now.
And while 35 key numbers, it's not necessarily the key numbers.
Key numbers are in the preseason when it comes to like kickers and going for it and trying things out, games being called because of rain.
You actually nailed it. This is really just another opportunity to see if we're shown anything with the new kickoff rules.
Yeah, that's true too.
You know? All right, so I do like a little correlation. I like the points. Take the 7, not the 6.5 with the Panthers and the under 35. We're coming back with Giants Lions next. Situation in Paris. And when I tell you what's happening in Paris, you're going to be blown away. But first, let me blow you away with a proxy. You can join the Circa Survivor Circa Millions contest featuring $16 million in guaranteed cash prizes with only one trip to Las Vegas before the NFL season kicks off. And if you need a contest proxy, talk to the experienced team at Winners Circle Proxy. VSiN's preferred proxy partner, Winners Circle Proxy, is now in its 9th year of providing trusted proxy services to top contest players, including the 2023 Survivor and Millions contest winners. Plus, don't miss out on Circa's ultimate contest weekend from August 22nd to the 24th. It's packed with exclusive events, room discounts, live broadcasts, and more. Winners Circle Proxy clients will get special perks like monthly access to VSiN Pro subscriptions, stadium swim passes, free drink tickets, and cool sign-up bag stuffers. So head over to winnerscircleproxy.com now and book your appointment. Again, that's winnerscircleproxy.com, VSiN's preferred proxy partner. Speaking of stadium swim, you know, It's an exciting time here at VSiN. And I like to say the standard when it comes to sports betting content and information. We call it the Sports Betting Network. I'm Patrick Maher. He's Dustin Sweetelson. This is Sharp Money. So exciting. Musburger Media back in the mix. Bill A.D. back in the mix. A repurchase 3.0 of VSiN in the 6+ years we've been around. This is as exciting as it's ever been. And I could say that I wasn't here at the very beginning, but I got here pretty early, and just the vibes are high. The vibes are tremendously high, and it just so happens we're kind of on the heels here. We're heading into a football season, so I really think you're going to be really pleased with what we've got coming up content-wise on the network and over at VSiN.com. And because of that, we're offering you 3 years, $350 subscription, 75% off the monthly price. Dustin likes to work in 25% less total. Not great with math, but VSiN.com/special. And if you're already a subscriber, but you want to take advantage of this deal, it's subscribe at VSiN.com. Now, part of the reason the vibes are high is we also hired our buddy Steve Cohen, who is going to be in charge of programming. He's one of the GOATs in the industry, not in all broadcasts. But here's the rumor I'm hearing. Now, Bill A.D. and Brian Musburger may want to check in on the guy, because apparently my man ripped out a lime green Speedo and was belly flopping late night stadium swim. So a little PBA or whatever that's called. Let's get a look at Cohen, apparently lime green. This is what Dustin told me this morning. Lime green Speedo belly flops stadium swim. And here's the kicker. Cohen flopping when it was closed. Wow. You know, you get a big title at VSiN, you think you could take advantage of the pool and Derek Stevens. That's not the way it works, rookie.
Private access. Rumors are it's similar to the Borat Speedo that you can rip over your shoulders and walk around with. Yeah, that's the talk. I have yet to see the security footage of the event.
You all right?
No, I'm not. I'm watching the Mets just beat up on Austin Gomber in the background.
Okay, breaking news. Now, Dustin, you know Paris. And, you know, France is known for a couple things. Like, France is known for, as a population, you'd fit in there. They're super freaky. Like, anything goes.
Yeah.
You go to Paris, you're just swinging all over the place. More than that, it's known for cheese and it's known for wine. And I don't know if LeBron and squad last night were filling up on some vino and some Swiss cheese, but they're getting pummeled right now by Serbia. Let's get an update.
Yeah, look, it's not going well for our boys. Well, Steph Curry is showing out, but it's 42-29 with under 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. So the first half almost done. About, what, 5-6 minutes ago, I said, you know what? I may go Serbia plus 530-something. They're down to plus $1.88. USA down to minus 255. The spread is 4.5 in this one. So here's what basketball people love to say in these situations. You know basketball? What is it a game of? It's a game of me after drinking milk because I'm lactose intolerant. A game of runs. So is the U.S. going to make a run here and cover 4.5? We will find out.
So stupid. Look, a couple of so what's the score? Just give me a quick up.
42-29.
Let's explain something. And again, maybe I was being a tad facetious as far as talking about drinking wine. But what I am being serious about is the fact that they're taking this lightly. I want to give you 100% credit. You were all over the Serbian team. You liked them in the first quarter. That cashed. Do me a favor. Pull up that box. I want to see where Jokic is at. Jokic is going to play all 40 minutes. I'm not concerned about the PRA prop. He's going to fly over 40.5. Before you give me that number, we be very clear here. If the United States loses to Serbia, it's an unmitigated disaster. And it literally comes down to effort, care. It's like, it's funny. I called it a formality, but you just see such crazy emotion. You see somebody from the Philippines winning a medal in gymnastics, winning a bronze, and they're absolutely losing their mind because of how much pride they take in it and how they're exuberant with joy. And this United States team, who the difference between them player for player in Serbia is, I wouldn't even know how to compare it. I honestly don't have a good comparison because it's just so embarrassing. The idea that they're down this big. Now, they'll probably come back and win. The number tells you that right now in the live market. But just the idea that score isn't flipped at this point. I don't care if they have Jokic. This is, first off, you have Jokic. We've got Embiid, Davis, and Bam. We've got three of the best centers on the planet to throw at the dude. It's embarrassing.
No, it can't happen. And oh, by the way, LeBron and Curry. LeBron, Steph Curry in his first ever, where the three-point line is like 12 feet closer than Curry's normally used to shooting from. So your boy Jokic right now, 9 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists. That gives him 18 right now, and we're at about 5:24 left in the second.
He's gonna go combine 50. I'm not concerned.
He wants it. They don't. And it's interesting because I think the U.S. wants to rely on the young guys like Booker and Anthony Edwards, let them use their energy and make the veterans contribute when they have to. Guess what? It's a 10-point game with 5 minutes to go. You have to get everyone going. LeBron has to facilitate more. There still isn't anyone who can defend him when he gets downhill and he creates and makes things happen for everyone else. So if they thought they were going to rest the vets, it's not happening in this game.
Listen to me. I want you to listen closely. This is an embarrassment. And you and I, you know, Mike Palm comes in talking about Ronald Reagan yesterday, Palm versus the big guy. You won't find two people more ride or die for their country than Dustin Sweetelson and Patrick Maher. Again, don't tread on me, and his colors don't run.
Well, I don't run either.
And I understand, I'm pretty self-aware. I understand people don't like me because I'm always sarcastic. I'm not being sarcastic.
That's one of the reasons.
This is a joke. There's many reasons, but this is a joke.
Yeah, no, this can't happen. It's just, look, Serbia is the second best team in this tournament. They have the second.
That doesn't matter. That is inconsequential.
No, but the gap between one and two?
Inconsequential.
It might be playing Mars right now.
They played over the past few weeks. They played twice. The United States beat them by 26 and 26.
Yeah, no.
They're down double digits.
This is
unacceptable.
No.
One team cares, one team doesn't. You understand?
Well, Steve Kerr doesn't have the Splash Brothers.
Don't make this about Kerr.
No, no, I'm saying second half, figure it out. Because it will be embarrassing. I think you can make the case. This is the most talented and deep American Olympic basketball team we've ever had. You cannot lose to Serbia. Pick a random.
That donk Tim Murray could be coaching this United States team, and they should win by doubles. Okay, it doesn't matter, is what I'm telling you. Smile. The halftime number is going to be fascinating. What's the live number? What's the live
you
number?
You can lay
right
two
now?
And a half with the U.S. right now.
You can lay 2.5, but what's the number if I wanted to lay money?
-168. Money line. I don't have a second half line yet. The half's not over.
I know. No. I'm just thinking about the -168. They're going to win.
Well, now it's -184. -2.5 has been juiced to -120.
We just got a goal in Bolivia, the strongest over Real Santa Cruz.
They just play soccer every day in Bolivia?
You don't even know. Dude, you couldn't pick Bolivia out on a map if I told you the continent.
No, I agree with you, which is why I Googled it yesterday. I still don't understand how anyone ends up in Bolivia. It is one of two landlocked countries in South America, which defeats the purpose of being in South America. Just feels like that's where the anacondas eat people and grow.
We still got the Giants and Lions to get to, which we have plenty of time. We've got the Hitman coming on. We have Greg McElroy coming up in just a couple of minutes to talk SEC and college football. Before we go to break, let's keep an update going here. First off, Gomber's getting crushed. So the Mets, middle two, up 4-0 over the Rockies. Quick update on USA and Serbia.
Good call by this donk on Gomber under hits. 47-32. Now 47-35.
So a 12-point lead right now for Serbia.
I think I'm laying it with the Americans.
Which, by the way, Dustin, we should play a game today. Where is Serbia?
Let's see.
Exactly. Coming back with Greg McElroy here on Sharp Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Sharp Money VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, developing situation in Paris with Serbia up on the United States. We'll get back to that in a second because right now we got a superstar, Greg McElroy, ESPN college football analyst, WJOX 94.5 Birmingham, of course, the show. Mac and Cube, weekdays mornings, 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern. He was with SiriusXM for a long time. Greg does a great job. Greg, hi, and thank you for the time. I'm going to start by kissing your butt just a little bit here. You aren't good. You are fantastic as color on these college games. What I like about it is just it's conversational. It's not stuffy. You're very conversational. You let the game breathe. I just wanted to say that. I enjoyed listening to you on these game broadcasts.
Well, that means a lot, buddy. I appreciate it. I mean, my whole thing is, like, I want it to be a little bit like, okay, yeah, I know ball. You know ball. My mom doesn't know ball. But, hey, guess what? We can all sit around a round table at Cheers in Boston and have a beer while watching this game. Like, that in, you know, in a perfect world, like, that's what a game broadcast should be. We're all watching the game together. I might study these teams a little more than you, but so I can enlighten you on a thing or two here and there. But, man, it's supposed to be fun. It's serious business. It's serious business, college football especially. But it's the best, man. So it's been super fun to now go into year 9 and working with McDonough for the first time last year. Sean McDonough, just a Hall of Famer, one of the best of all time. It's learned so much from him just in 1 year. So it's been a lot of fun. I appreciate the kind words.
No, we learned something. You can tell you're well-prepared. We learned something. You're not talking over us. It's not. It's great. So that's that. Let's always college. Let me just get the podcast quickly here. Always college football podcast with Greg McElroy as well. I guess we have to start with the obvious. I thought the Kalen DeBoer hire, if you are going to lose Saban, was a home run. Can we start there with Kalen DeBoer and kind of the early goings there at Bama?
Yeah, it'd be hard for me to push back on what you thought. I mean, he's a 180 from Saban personality. But I think what's really beneficial is that he is a guy. Look, if you're getting the Bama job, you got skins on the wall, right? Like, you've accomplished a lot professionally. You're not even a candidate if you haven't won a lot of games, right? The problem is most guys that have won a lot of games usually think very highly of themselves and think very highly of their process. Rightfully so, because clearly it works. I think the guy that needed to take over for Nick Saban had to be the type of guy that's going to kind of acknowledge what's worked before and pay tribute to an extent to what's worked before while still slowly implementing his own philosophies into the organization. And that's what Kalen DeBoer's done. Like, the guy does not have an ego. They've basically kept the offseason program the exact same. And as a result, I think the players acknowledge that it's pretty consistent to what they've done already and what they signed up for, most of them, having signed up to play for Nick Saban. So you didn't see a ton of guys enter the portal in May when the portal opened for the second time. So I think he's perfect for where this game is going, too. I mean, he's a player-first type of guy. He makes it fun for the guys. He makes the guys believe in themselves. And he obviously has a really fun offense to play in as well, which is going to attract a lot of good players.
Greg McElroy joining us here, Sharp Money. So Alabama hasn't been ranked this low in the preseason college coaches poll. They were fifth since 2009. Of course, absorbed heavy portal losses. Does five feel right to you, Greg?
Yeah, that's where I'd have him. I had him at five, actually, when we did the podcast a couple weeks ago. And I think that's appropriate. There are some teams with fewer question marks. But if you just kind of look at the roster makeup, and while they did have some portal losses, some of the most highly publicized portal losses that they experienced, one was going to be a fourth-string quarterback. Like, okay, yeah, he was a five-star. And he might have in time been a great player. His name was Julian Fayette. And he was, you know, big time. And a lot of people thought, hey, he's going to be awesome at some point. He ended up transferring to Ohio State. But that doesn't count to me as a portal loss because, God forbid, he played this year. That would have been a disaster. That means that there are like three guys that got hurt. So, yeah, that one was obviously highly publicized. And that's when people started to think, oh, my gosh, something's wrong. They're never going to win another game. And they lost Caleb Downs and a couple other quality pieces. But none of which outside of Caleb Downs that would really, like, lead me to losing a lot of sleep. I think in a perfect world, you'd have a little more experience in the secondary. They're going to have to rely on some young pieces there, but those young pieces are all five stars. They're highly touted, so they'll probably still be all right. They'll just probably make a mistake or two a game that you wish they wouldn't. So I think they're well-equipped to make a run again this year. I just think the schedule's brutal, but at the same time, everybody's schedule is brutal. Like, I think Georgia has the toughest schedule in the country. They got two Bama, two Ole Miss, two Texas. They have to play Florida in a neutral site. They play Clemson in a neutral site, first game of the year. Like, everyone's schedule is just awful now with the way things have gone with realignment.
Greg McElroy, of course, ESPN, WJOX 94.5 in Birmingham, does a great job. So my assumption is on the McElroy top 25, you have Georgia, Ohio State. You said you had Bama at five. Very curious, where are you three and four? Who do you have there?
I have Ohio State one, actually. Georgia two. Three, I have Oregon. Four, I have Texas.
Interesting.
So honestly, like three and four, to be honest with you, those might be flipped. I can't remember. I know Notre Dame's six. We did it like a week and a half ago. So I don't have it like right in front of me. But in those are the five teams. I just can't. I know Ohio State's one for sure. Georgia's two for sure. And I just can't remember. I think Texas might be three. Oregon four. Either way, one of the two. I think Oregon's three, Texas four. Either way, long story short, I think all those teams are very, very good. I do think there's legitimate question marks, though, about Texas and Oregon transitioning to a new league. I think there is a little bit of unfamiliarity there that will be a bit of a challenge, but both have such strong rosters, they shouldn't have too much of a challenge, you know, getting comfortable in their new league. I look at, like, Team 6, Notre Dame, might, if I could do it over again, maybe move them down just a hair. They lost what's likely going to be their starting left tackle last week, and tackle's a huge position of concern for them. So a thin position already got thinner. Ole Miss, I'd probably slide them up a hair. I'm feeling better about them. I'd move LSU, who is somewhere in like 13, 14 range. I'd probably move them into the top 10 with what I'm hearing out of camp down there. So there's some things that I'd like to maybe change as we get a little closer and we kind of navigate throughout camp. But there's a lot to like about a lot of teams this year. And I think it's probably as deep a contingent of teams that can legitimately win a national championship than we've had in quite some time.
No, you got a good memory. Your top five: Ohio State, Georgia, Oregon, Texas, and Bama. Greg McElroy, last question. So a lot about Lane and Ole Miss. You just mentioned them. It's not hyperbole to say this could be their best roster in program history. Are you as bullish on Ole Miss this year?
Based on roster, yes, 100%. And this is, I think, guys, the toughest thing for me this time of year is separating roster from potential, because potential Ole Miss could win every game. I mean, they really, like, their roster is that good, but sometimes we get so hell-bent on roster, we ignore tangible things that lead to winning. And to me, especially based on the last couple of years, like, you got to have talent to win the next championship. Like, we know that. Come on. That's a tale as old as time. But you got to have a good quality culture as well. And Lane Kiffin and their staff, they've gone heavily into the portal, which is perfectly fine. But you talk to most coaches, the more you lean into the portal, the more delicate things could become from a culture standpoint. So you have to, because guys are not as invested. It's not because they're not good guys. It's just they're not as invested. If I go to Bama in 2006, by the time 2009, like, I can get through the facility blindfolded. I know what the mantras are. I know how it's supposed to look. I know how we're supposed to practice. I know how we're supposed to dress before our workouts. Like, I know the culture. When you have guys that are coming in and they've only been together for 2 or 3 months, it's hard to develop that chemistry and to develop that culture. So while I think they could be supremely talented and are more capable of winning games at the highest level of the sport, because I think they're going to be better in the trenches, both offensively and defensively, I still have question marks about their culture because they've relied so heavily on the portal. So that'll be the thing I'm watching closely. Like, if they play a close game, do they get tighter or they start pointing fingers? And that's something you got to watch with teams that have relied so heavily on guys that are coming in for 1 year and maybe 2 years in some rare cases.
It's a great job, Greg. A new landscape in college football. We'll be watching ESPN, of course, at Greg McElroy on Twitter. Mac and Cube weekdays, mornings 7 to 10 on WJOX 94.5 there in Birmingham. Greg, thank you. Appreciate you, man.
You got it, guys. Have a great day, man. See y'all.
Okay. Have a nice day. We're going to come back with an update. I think we're at the break, and he was brought to you on the Progressive Guest Line. We're at the break. Serbia, United States, a little bit of a shocker developing. We'll come back with that update. And Josh Applebaum joins us here on Sharp Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.